Like all agencies, the Social Security Administration is operating with a skeleton crew. Media around the country reported long lines at their local Social Security offices. And in some cases, the agency turned people away because it couldn't provide the services they wanted. Vitold Skvirshinsky is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees National Council of Social Security Administration Field Operations Locals, and he joins us now. Vitold, great to have you on.
Great to be on.
So give us an overview. What are your, how many members of your union are on furlough, and what are they telling you?
Well, there's approximately 44,000 Social Security employees who are working, and about 18,000 that are on furlough. Essentially, people who work in field offices. We have 1,250 field offices around the country, which service the public face-to-face and also by telephone. And we have 35 teleservice centers, which are our 800-number operations. They're open. But much of the rest of the agency isn't. They have skeleton crews. Our hearings and appeals operation, the judges are working, but their support staff, for the most part, isn't.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happened at offices around the country yesterday? I mean, as Tom mentioned, there were local media reports of long lines or some people turned away. But overall, what's your sense of what happened?
Long lines is common. It has, isn't necessarily a function of this government shutdown. We have many offices that have an hour or more waits because of staffing cuts that have occurred in this agency. We've had 10,000 staff cut in the last 3 years. So long lines are common in many of our offices. The problem, though, is that the agency has declared certain types of work things that we don't do due to the Anti-Deficiency Act. So if you want to replace your Social Security card, which is our biggest, our largest business, is dealing with lost Social Security cards, replace Social Security cards, changes in name and all that. That has been declared work that we don't do. If you want a benefit verification, another high workload, go to the Social Security office, get a statement of what your benefits are. We're not doing that. Correcting your earnings records, we're not doing that. Any program integrity work, now this is work which is designed to prevent overpayments, to cut people off when they're no longer eligible for benefits. Work continuing disability reviews, that's reviews of people who are receiving disability benefits. We review them periodically to determine if they're still disabled. Those have been completely cut off. So presumably many people who are no longer disabled are going to continue getting benefits erroneously because we're not reviewing their cases. SSI redeterminations, we review every SSI recipient periodically to see if we're paying them accurately or if they're being, or if they should be paid at all. Those have been all cut off, so that's going to drive up overpayments. Working on overpayments, if we already know somebody's overpaid, trying to collect the money, that work has been all cut off. And some of our systems operation has been cut about 80%. So any kind of systems problems, issues, enhancements, that's all problematic during the shutdown.
We're speaking with Vitold Skvirshinsky. He's the president of AFGE's National Council of Social Security Administration Field Operations Locals. So this area of disability reviews and SSI determinations, it sounds like you said you feel that this would drive up overpayments. So the implication there is it might be more costly in the long run to not pay people to come to work than it would be if they were there.
Well, the agencies reported to Congress that for every dollar that is spent on doing an SSI redetermination, they collect about $10 back. And for every dollar spent on a continuing disability review, they collect about $8 back. So, yeah, we're going to be losing that's trust fund dollars. That'll be a drain on the Treasury. And that work isn't being done because of the shutdown.
And Vitold, of those employees who are not furloughed, Are they being asked to do more than what they would do on a normal day, or is it basically business as usual?
It's business as usual. The problem from an employee perspective, though, is there's a lot of confusion out there. The agency, in my view, was not prepared for this furlough. They were hoping it wouldn't happen. And issues such as leave, there's a lot of confusion about when people can go and when people can't. We have numerous reports around the country where employees are being told that they must report for work even though they're ill, they're being called back from vacations, even though we're being told, the union's being told by SSA centrally that anyone who's on a pre-scheduled vacation or anyone who's on a who's ill certainly shouldn't be expected to be at work. So,
can I ask you a clarification on that? If somebody is supposed to be on vacation, even though they would normally be considered essential, are they then basically, did the agency decide to put them on the furlough list?
They'll be put on furlough for the duration of the time that they, if they have pre-requested leave, this is what they're telling us centrally. The translation locally is a little different, but they're saying that if you're on pre-approved leave, that they're not going to ask somebody to come back from Europe if they're on vacation to prematurely go back to work. So they're going to honor that with the caveat that they're going to warn people that they have no guarantee of being paid. Certainly if someone's ill, they can't go to work. The problem is we're hearing from local managers that in some cases, they're threatening them that if you don't go to work, they'll be put on AWOL, which is a precursor to disciplinary action. So the agency is sending mixed signals.
I was going to say, because my next question was going to be, do you sense or do you feel that managers are working with the unions and the locals and the people on the task? Or are they at odds? Sounds like...
No, absolutely. They're not working with the union because they've shut the union down. They've said basically they've determined that under the Anti-Deficiency Act, you cannot do union work during this period of government shutdown. So these instances that we're hearing about, we're having extreme difficulties even bringing them to the agency's attention or certainly litigating them, you know, filing a grievance, let's say, if somebody is, we think is a local manager is violating the instructions they got from centrally, that would be our normal response. And we're unable to do that because all union officials have been told that they won't be given any time off to do that. And also we've requested some of our union officials to be put on the furlough list so that we continue running the union, and they've declined to do that. So representational activities has pretty much come to a halt.
And tell us a little bit about what you, in terms of your union activities and helping your members, what you're doing today.
They've ordered me to go back to work, so I'm going to have to go to a local office. And
what's your day job?
Social Security work. Pardon?
What's your day job? What do you do for Social Security?
I'm a claims representative. So, I'm talking to you here before I go to work, so... I could do that, but we have a conference call tonight with my executive board to try to assess where we're at on day two of the shutdown. So we're going to be doing our work before and after working hours.
And looking at this long term, I mean, it took a couple of years longer than it might have for Social Security and AFGE to reach the landmark of contract they did. What was that, about a year and a half ago? But looking at this long term, do you think that maybe labor management relations are damaged once again because of the way things have been happening during this shutdown?
Yes, it's very unfortunate what their response to some of the issues that we've brought to their attention. We just had an exercise in the last week of September. Leadership in SSA and leadership in the union went to West Virginia and had some relationship training. And we thought, learned a little bit about each other more than we had known, and thought we're starting to have a better relationship. But then this shutdown happens, and the communication between the union and the agency has been horrible. And so it's going to leave a bitter taste in our mouths about how the agency's approached this shutdown. And there's a lot of issues that have come up that they haven't given us any notices on. You know, we have some legal responsibilities, and we can't exercise them in this current environment because of the agency's stance in pretty much shutting us down and not allowing us to function during regular working hours. So it's going to be a problem reestablishing that relationship that we thought we'd started to improve.
Vitold, in terms of the union's responsibilities to members, are you encouraging people or otherwise directing them to file grievances, file appeals, anything having to do with being furloughed during a shutdown?
No. We don't see the need to file unnecessary appeals that will lead to nowhere. What we're actually encouraging them to do is to rally. We're trying to get our folks to conduct some rallies to protest Congress's failure to pass a continuing resolution and the failure of the actions by the House of Representatives to basically hold the government hostage to their views about Affordable Health Care Act. And so we're encouraging them to do that. We're certainly encouraging them to write their congressmen and demand and their senators and demanding that they vote for a clean continuing resolution without any conditions so that we can everyone in Social Security can continue to go to work and provide full services that the public expects and so that we can resume a normal work life and have and guarantee being paid.
All right. Well, Vitold, we know that you've got a lot on your plate, so we've got to leave it there. But we want to thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, and glad to be of assistance.
And Vitold Shverzinski is president of the American Federation of Government Employees National Council of Social Security Administration Field Operations Locals.